16, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. If we could begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, and if Commissioner Sloan would lead us, that would be great.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can we please have a roll call?
Commissioner Sloan?
Here.
Commissioner Martinez?
Here.
Commissioner Broadway?
Here.
Commissioner Whitmore?
Here.
Chairman McKenzie?
Here. Thank you. Item number four would be minutes from our prior meeting being April 19th, 2016. Any additions, changes, revisions to those minutes? I was not present, so.
No.
Okay. We will take those and accept them as submitted. Item number five, correspondence this evening?
No, sir.
Okay, we'll keep moving right down the list. Item number six is time set aside on our agenda for anyone wishing to address the Planning Commission on any agenda items which are non-agenda items, items that do not show up on our agenda this evening. Anyone wishing to address the commission? Seeing none, we will continue moving down the item to our first public hearing item, number seven, Stanford Ranch Parcel 56, time extension. Tentative parcel map, DL 2016-0002.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the Planning Commission. Unfortunately, I need to make you aware of two errors in the staff report. The first being staff recommendation at the very end should reference the new application number, DL 2016-0002. And the second being the original approval date should read February 21st, 2012. The application before you is a request for approval of a one-year time extension of time for the previously approved Stanford Ranch Parcel 56 tentative parcel map. The project is generally located on the southeast corner of West Stanford Ranch Road and Sunset Boulevard. The map allows a subdivision of approximately 9 acres into two roughly equal lots. Existing on the westerly portion of the subject property is a professional office building of approximately 35,000 square feet. A second office building is approved to be built on the easterly portion of the site. All existing general plan designations and underlying zoning remains unchanged with this proposal. The map approved in 2012 benefited from one automatic time extension granted by the state. This is the first application for a time extension submitted to the city for this project. The project is eligible for up to 4 additional 1-year time extensions under the provisions of state law and the Rockland Municipal Code. Staff finds the request to be consistent with the general plan and zoning designations applicable to the site. Therefore, staff recommends that the Planning Commission approve the requested extension of time. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, I'll try my best to answer those.
So questions for staff? I have one just relative to the public notice. By title, we're okay. The way the title reads, agenda item number 7, DL 2016-0002. Was the notice correct? It just happened to be in the staff report. It was off.
We're fine.
Okay. Thank you. Any others? Seeing none, thank you. At this time, I will open it to the public. If there's anyone wishing to speak to the Stanford Ranch Parcel 56 time extension this evening, seeing none, I will bring it back to the commission for deliberations, a motion. Whoever would like to go.
Well, I will start. I just want to clarify. So the designation DL 2011-01, it's noted with the extra zero. Is that correct, or that needs to be corrected? So under the recommendation, it's listed as DL-2011-01 and then also DL-20011. I believe there's an extra zero.
Or we have lots of applications.
The DL 2000 or 200, 2011 is the incorrect one. That's the one that Travis recommended be changed to DL 2016-0002, which is an artifact of our new automated tracking system. We can't use the old number like we used to, so you'll see this from time to time. We're forced to give it a new entitlement number.
So on the approval, then, our approval is going to be what number?
The entitlement number, if you read the recommendation as it's written, but just substitute the DL 2011-01 for DL 2016-002.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So in regard to the request, I mean, I find that the request for a one-year extension for the previously approved project is consistent with the existing general plan designation and zoning, and as well the subdivision is compatible with the existing and anticipated development of the surrounding area. Therefore, I support the extension request.
I concur with my fellow commissioner and support the extension request as well.
I as well. I can even make a motion if we
thank you
so desire. Okay. Did I steal your thunder? Do you want to take the motion?
Either way, you go right ahead.
Okay. So I move that the Planning Commission approve resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland approving a one-year time extension for a tentative parcel map, DL 2011-01, approving a tentative parcel map, Sanford Ranch Parcel 56, DL 2016-002. Is that right?
I second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed or abstentions? Seeing none. It passes unanimously. Thank you. I'll move down to item number 8, the Sunset West Lot 2A Apartments Paint Color Substantial Compliance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Commissioners. This item for your consideration is the return of the Sunset West Lot 2A Apartments project for a substantial compliance approval. The Commission requested the project be brought back for approval of the paint colors at the April 1st, 2014 hearing, at which the Commission conditionally approved the removal of the stone exterior finish from the project. A blue memo is provided for you this evening with some additional exhibits that were provided subsequent to the publication of the staff report, the packet. And the blue memo does include the minutes from the April 1st, 2014 meeting. The rendering in this slide is one of those that is attached to the blue memo for your reference. Next slide. This slide is the revised color and material board. It also is attached in the blue memo this evening. It supersedes the board that was attached to the published memo in the packet. The only difference between them being that this board has the stucco finish notations updated to reflect the three-coat hand-troweled application of the stucco per the conditional approval to remove the stone. This slide and the following two slides provide elevations with the proposed color application. The second slide is, I believe, the most used or the atypical building that it occurs most often throughout the complex. And we have a third slide with an additional view of a different building. The next slide shows the overall panorama of the project presented in the proposed colors. This slide is also attached to the blue memo this evening. For your reference, we've included the approved elevations that show the no stone using the previous color palette. This is the originally approved color palette. So this was what was conditionally approved by the Planning Commission on April 1st, 2014. We We've got a second slide that also shows the buildings without stone. And then the following slide has the previously proposed color and materials board. Actually, this is the original one of this is the color and material board that came before the commission on April 1st, 2014. These are the colors that were not approved at that date. They are very similar to the originally approved colors. Then our next slide shows the approved sign and wall elevations with no stone. And then finally, for your reference, we have the slides of the originally approved elevations that show the stone. We've got a second slide for that. And then following that is the original color and material board that was originally approved, including the stone again. And the final slide, we have the approved sign and wall elevations. These are the original approved sign and wall elevations, including the stone. So I know that's kind of a lot to flip through. If you have any questions at this time, I'd be happy to walk you back through it, answer any questions you may have.
Questions for staff?
So, Dara, on the presentation on the screen, the roof color has not changed. Is that correct? Let me establish that first.
I believe that's correct. I don't believe
so the roof color has not changed. It's simply the paint colors and obviously the removal of the stone was part of the original commission.
I believe that's correct, yes. Okay.
But on the screen, the roof color looks a little redder. On our printout, it looks a little, I'll say, gray or browner. Do we have a confirmation of, do we have an actual sample of
I'm sorry to interrupt. The architect is here and has brought actual paint and color material samples. So in the light in the chambers, I'm not sure if you'll get a true sense of what those will look like outside, but we do have actual paint samples so you can look at them in person.
In the roof sample or maybe just another picture of the roof?
I'm not sure if they brought a roof sample.
What's that?
We have tile samples.
Tile samples. Okay, good. Then I'll wait.
Other questions? Okay, thank you. No other questions at this time. At this time, I will invite the applicant, architect, whoever it might be, forward to present to the commission. And thank you for bringing samples that, in this case, will be very helpful. Our color copies leave a bit to be desired in this case.
Since this is a composite color, it's not a single color, monochromatic, it is difficult to kind of relive that. So it was hand-painted, and sometimes you have different tones in different elevations.
Okay.
These are the actual roof tiles. There is a mix of these, of all of these, combined together. And you have only so much control over how the tile lays them out. They are just mixed, so he just takes one and puts it in, and the mix is just the product of these colors.
Okay.
And here are the actual paint, physical paint samples. Because on the screen they always look a little different than in reality. We went with a much...
Maybe I'll have you go back to the mic so we can make sure you're on the record, just in case. And make sure you push the little red button.
As you might recall, this was originally submitted 10 or 11 years ago, and in the meantime, the stone didn't seem to be appropriate anymore. So we tried to take the stone off and thought that by mimicking the stone texture with colors might go, but then it was suggested we use much lighter colors, which then this submittal is. The main building is basically just a shade of white, slightly gray shade of white, and we have only these two beige and grayish darker colors as accents on the tower bases. So they are very little. It's basically all white with a dark trim and a dark metal paint. same samples called out what they are, where they are.
Okay. And if I could get your name for the record while everybody looks.
My name is David Attiken. I'm an architect.
Thank you. Good. Commissioner Whitmore, would you like to start with questions for the applicant while we all look?
I actually don't have any questions. Okay. I appreciate the fact that you brought the samples because I think that's helpful seeing the actual tile and larger paint samples. Thank you.
Yes, most helpful trying to rely upon a color copy.
Right,
and
right.
Electronically, it's
I could print you 10 times, and 10 times it would be a different color.
Exactly. Especially with concrete roof tile colors can be
right.
very
there's
similar. They
no
all blend
can,
together.
Yeah, there's no way you can recreate that. I do have on the hardline elevations, those are actual roof tiles as depicted by the roof tile manufacturer. So the elevation, the cluster elevations, the hardline ones without trees and anything else. There I just put them together and put it behind the layer of the elevation and cut the elevation out in the roof area. So that is the tile as shown on their website. They have a special file to download for architects to use that for these purposes. But then again, each screen shows it in a different tone. These are the actual tones.
Further questions?
Yeah, with regard to this change, I was not a member of the commission during the prior review, so I'm hopeful you can help me understand. This appears a little drab compared to what was previously
mm-hmm.
put together for this development, and I see the reference to, you know, my more contemporary look. So,
right.
can you help me understand quite the shift from?
Yeah, the original starting point was the facade with the stone on it, and I really try to change that look, which is a little older style, and come up with something more contemporary, more applied in these days. So the request for removal of the stone was put in, and while doing that, I tried to keep the look, the faraway look of the stone by selecting colors which looked a little bit like stone. So that's why we had, 2 years ago, the colored samples with darker brown tones, reddish browns, and darker shades of beige. And actually, the commission suggested that I should simplify that and go actually all white. And I did have several schemes throughout developing this all white. It's not simple with 187 units to make it just all white because it looks very, very stark. And so I selected a less white, but a more grayish tone of hue of white as the base color, so it had some shade in it in the building. And they used the towers, as you can see in the elevation, just used the bottom two piers of those towers to bring in just a touch of color into it. I think it will look extraordinarily dynamic, particularly with the vegetation in front. It is not so much look at my colors, but look at everything else, and I'm in the background kind of a feel. It's a different approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the use of the term contemporary, I did see that in the prior minutes and in the review. So was there ever any consideration of contemporary cultured stone, since you were using a stone as opposed to just eliminating everything? And
as an architect, I'm just flat out against cultured stone. If it's stone, it should be stone, but it shouldn't be a concrete trying to look like stone.
All right, thank you. And then in regard to the monument sign and the wall, all we have is drawings. So we have black and white. What is it going to look like? There's no presentation of color, anything to give us a sense?
We can certainly provide that. We can certainly provide that. Okay. To be honest with you, I was more concentrating on the main building masses. The entry sign is such a small part of the whole project that it can be adjusted, so to say.
Okay. I'm just interested in understanding what the entire development is going to look like.
I think the final look of the entry sign will also depend on today's results. If you think this is too much this or too much that, then the sign will adapt. It's, after all, a representative of the whole project. So whatever shape the project will take, the sign will follow that. And I think this is a better approach than doing it the other way. Here is the sign, and we design the project around it.
Okay. Now, during the prior review with the commission, there were some conditions, and I would like to just confirm. So the enhanced window ledge treatments that were presented at that time are going to be provided for the majority of the windows. Is that correct?
Yes, these are the revised and enriched treatments, and city has been following this, and we have been submitting this, and this is where we are at the point where cost versus effect is at balance here.
And then I noted on the packet there were a number of references to smooth surfaces, but there was a consistent three-coat cement plaster system that's hand-troweled with a hand-troweled finish.
Right.
Can
and
you
this
explain
has been,
that?
This has been removed from the color board if you have that available. This was a leftover from previous color board, which we omitted to take out. That was back then before we agreed on the hand trowel three coat.
Okay.
Obviously, hand trowel, we have a sample here. It is a sample from 2 years ago. It's not about the color, but it's about the texture. And this is how it looks like.
Whatever
the color on it is.
Okay. Great, thank you.
That's what we call imperfect smooth.
Okay. Okay, great, thank you.
Any other questions?
Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, I will open it to the public. If there's anyone from the public wishing to address this item this evening, seeing none, I will bring it back to the commission for deliberations and a motion. Who would like to begin? Commissioner Whitmore.
So I was on the commission at the time that this first came through, and I remember this project rather vividly. I think I remember the gentleman here coming up and talking to us, the fellow architect, and sort of, I think, doing a very good job at that time communicating sort of the goals and of what the concerns were relative to the commission. I actually think that this is a much improved palette that we're looking at here today. I respect Commissioner Broadway's comments earlier about, you know, this is a much more muted tone. Certainly, this is it's a different look. It's a, in my opinion, maybe a more sophisticated look, simply because we have what I'll call a tone-on-tone sort of approach to the elevations, rather than, you know, very colorful, very contrasting tones that are associated with the building. And, you know, rather than, you know, with the elimination of the stone and the texture associated with that sort of thing, we can either try and emulate that with color, which I don't think is the right approach, or we can do something that's more subdued and really allow the form of the building, the roof lines, you know, the fenestration, those kinds of things to really exude. And so in this particular case, I think that's done well. I particularly like the hand trowel finish rather than kind of the pebble finish that you typically see with the cement plaster. I think that's going to give it a little bit more richness that will help complement the fact that we don't no longer have the stone. But generally speaking, I think this is a very nice palette. It's going to be unique. It's going to be a little different. I think it will be a little bit more modern. The applicant is correct. I think we're seeing this more and more in terms of what we're seeing coming to architecture is, you know, less of a reliance on sort of the textural things and sort of the cliche types of elements that we've dealt with in the past, the stones and the faux woods and, you know, those kinds of things, and looking more at the actual sculptural elements of the building and just simply highlighting those simply. The good news is that, you know, paint is the easiest thing to change over the years. Stone's a little bit more difficult, so if we find in 10 or 20 years this is no longer, you know, what's in, it's easy to, you know, apply stone and then change the colors than it would be to probably tear off any stone that we would put on there. So in my mind, I'm supportive of it. I'm actually pretty excited to see this come to fruition, because I think it's well done. So,
thank you. Commissioner Broadway?
Well, my concern, of course, regarding the colors is just in relation to our design review and our discussions regarding Rockland and what we've seen in relationship to beiges and different colors and the lack of variance. So that really is the driving force behind that concern, though I do, of course, rely upon your expertise, and you've provided an excellent explanation and description of your support of it, given how it's been changed. And I do not see any reason that I can't myself support this, given what's been presented and given the prior findings of the commission. And with that said, I do support the paint scheme that's been provided.
Mr. Martinez?
Well, I was on the commission last time, and it was good to have the minutes included because it refreshes. My recollection was I was okay with the proposal last time you came in. I tend to like a little bit more contrast in colors. Seems like two of the commissioners that are no longer on the commission may have more strongly, you know, voiced their concerns and maybe bringing it back to the commission for review. But I do rely on Commissioner Whitmore as well as far as your expertise. I still have some hesitancy, but, you know, if this is, I think we want to also consider what is in, for lack of a better word, versus what is dated, and try to stay a little bit ahead of the curve. And so, you know, out there, there's open space. There's the landform out there might be more consistent with this type of proposal, I think. So, you know, with that said, I was fine before, but, you know, this, while I have some hesitation, I think, you know, hearing Commissioner Whitmore and his recollection of what we saw last time and how this applicant has adjusted things to, you know, hearing the commission's prior comments, it's kind of hard for me to really pick out a different color. I don't feel that's really the direction I want to go. So with that said, I would support the project as proposed as well.
Okay. Commissioner Sloan?
So after reviewing the minutes, it appears to me like the applicant has brought back a product that's very consistent with the direction that the previous commission gave him. And I think the colors will work well, frankly, on that imperfect smooth surface. I think it's a very nice finish for this type of product. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out. So I also support the project.
Okay. I concur with my fellow commissioners. One item to note that I would ask whoever makes the motion to include would be that the sign be architecturally consistent with the color to ensure that we have consistency there and don't end up with something other than what we have in front of us. So with that, I'll look for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, there's actually not a motion to be made since it's a substantial compliance determination. So I think David would agree we have the direction and understand your direction as far as what you're approving. And with regards to additional information on the sign, you're willing to let staff sign off on the final colors for the sign and their application.
Okay. Maybe I'll ask for some advice from the city attorney.
If we want to make it clear, either way is appropriate. The commission specifically said they wanted to be brought back for the commission's approval. So I think, it could be appropriate if you wanted to make a motion that what has been presented to you is in substantial compliance with the prior approvals. That makes it clear if you'd like to do that.
That would be the most clear with the sign addition.
And I'll jump in, and we'll make a motion that what we've seen here tonight is in substantial completion or substantial. What's the word I'm looking for?
Compliance.
Thank you. With the approval that we had prior for the Sunset West Lot 2A apartments, and we will make note that we do want to see the signage.
Staff. I'm going to take it to staff.
Yes, please. That staff make sure that the signage for the project is also in compliance with the rest of the color palette that we've seen here tonight.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 That was unanimous. Thank you very much. So thank you, and thank you for bringing color samples. That is very helpful as I meet with applicants, especially in large projects these days. Notwithstanding the effort to condense and streamline, it's always very helpful for us to see colors and materials in hand in a meeting, and if we needed to, we could step outside, look at them in the sunlight this time of year. So thank you. Very helpful. Okay. Item number 9, reports and discussion items from the Planning Commission. I have one this evening, being the seat assignments that we have this evening with the city attorney. Just wanted to make sure, confirm with the commission that works okay. I can get eye contact, which is good, versus an elbow in the side, which is fine, to make sure that we stay on task and on point. But did want to ask fellow commissioners for perspectives on that before we give any permanency to that. Anyone have any issues, concerns?
Nope.
Feel a little lonely over here. It's all right.
I need to shower more often, probably.
We will. I guess when we change chairs here before long, we can reassign, move around once again, depending upon how that conversation goes. So thank you.
Thank you.
Based upon the first meeting, I think it works fine.
It's just my personal preference. I've kind of felt awkward to be amongst all of you and amongst that conversation. So personal preference on let's make a change.
Okay.
Thanks.
And like I said earlier, if I look to you for commissioner comments, you can just point to Carl. So. Okay. Any other commissioner items?
I just had one item. We received an email forwarded, I think, from staff from a resident in the historic area of Rockland. I can't remember what street, made some comments and concerns about some properties. Is staff going to be researching that? I mean, I don't know, Any next steps, follow-ups, what, sharing that for an FYI?
The property was on Second Street, or is on Second Street. The writer of the note was concerned about its historic designation. Technically, under CEQA, anything that's over 50 years old is potentially historic and so may need some additional review. At the time that that note came in, we had no applications for any kind of activity to take place at that structure. Since then, the new owner has come in and talked to the staff about doing a garage or and some other remodeling on the property, and is aware that they need to provide some additional documentation with regard to the historic status of the house or lack thereof. But based on its age, they have to go through a process, and so that is happening.
Okay. Any others? Okay. Reports from staff.
I have nothing, sir.
How about upcoming Planning Commission meetings? Are we scheduled to have our next meeting in 2 weeks, week after next?
Yes, and that will be a somewhat lengthier meeting.
Okay. Any highlights from that? What can we expect?
We have a mini storage on West Oaks and about phase two of the Rockland Academy coming for you.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And I do want to make Terry aware that I will be in Southern California on the 7th, or on June 7th. Sorry, for our meeting on June 7th, so I will be in Southern California.
And thank you for the reminder. I will be on vacation on June 7th. This will not be present. Kids get out of school on Friday and vacation summer break time. So, anyone else? Vacation plans? Okay.
If something does change regarding this, the 7th, please let us know as soon as possible. We do have items potentially scheduled for that night. The applicants are anxious, so we want to know as soon as possible if there's going to be a problem.
Okay. Actually, when does the commission changeover occur? Because it may not matter if I'm on vacation, actually, or Commissioner Whitmore, because we're both up right around that time of the year. Is it July? Okay. Okay. Well, then it matters if I'm on vacation, so. Okay. Thank you. Anything else this evening? No? Seeing none? Thank you all. We're adjourned.